There has been an extension of the payroll tax cut for those employees who pay into Social Security, namely the FERS employees and the CERS offset employees. Those employees last year for 2011 paid 4.2% of their wages into Social Security, the so-called FICA tax, the Federal Insurance Contribution Act. That's the employee portion of Social Security. And the employer portion, which is matching that, is 6.2%. That did not change. That was extended back in this past December by Congress and signed into law by President Obama for the months of January and February, that payroll tax cut of 2%, and it will be throughout 2012. The legislation extended that 2% payroll tax cut for the rest of 2012. So that means, and essentially, a 2% pay increase for employees. So what does that mean? How should employees take advantage of that 2% payroll tax cut? They should put all that money into their thrift savings plan. That's what they should do with it. They should save more.
Ed, I wanted to get back to the question of the percentage of contribution to the health retirement fund. As you noted, current feds pay 0.8%. The new ones hired next year would pay 3.2%. How does that compare to the private sector?
In the private sector, now let's be clear, there are two types of pension plans out there. One are called defined benefit plans, which is the FERS and the CSRS annuities. The other type are defined contribution plans, like a 401k plan and the TSP. Most private companies do not offer defined benefit plans because they're very expensive. If they do, employees pay a much higher percentage of their paycheck into the defined benefit plan. We're talking anywhere from 10 to 15%. Federal employees have been blessed by the fact that they pay such a relatively small amount of their paycheck into their defined benefit plans. That includes CSRS. When I worked for the government, I was under the old system, CSRS. I paid 7% of my paycheck into CSRS, and the retirement benefit is tremendous.
So how did FERS come? How did FERS get to be 0.8%?
Because FERS employees, unlike CSRS employees, do pay into Social Security. As I mentioned, CSRS employees pay 7% of their paycheck into CSRS. FERS employees pay 0.8% of their paycheck into the FERS retirement fund, and 6.2% goes to Social Security. If you add 0.8 and 6.2, you come up with the 7%.
We're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant.
You called the payroll tax cut essentially a pay increase for some federal employees and really everybody, and you said federal employees should put the extra money in the TSP. Why?
Why? Because they would normally pay that 2% into Social Security. Now, some people think, well, Social Security is my retirement. Social Security is not a retirement system. Social Security is there to supplement your other sources of retirement income. An employee would be paying that 2% normally into Social Security. So rather than spending that money, why don't they just invest it in another retirement source, such as TSP, or for that matter, if they're maximizing their TSP, put money into some type of individual retirement account, an IRA. They should save it for their retirement rather than spending it, because the money is going to be there no matter what, so take advantage of it. It should be an automatic thing. I think employees should get in the habit of increasing their contributions to their retirement TSP IRAs. And I just want to mention for new employees who enter federal service, this has been happening since August 2010, they automatically have 3% of their paycheck automatically going into the thrift savings plan. It's done automatically. An employee would have to opt out of having that done, but most employees do not. They have 3% of their paycheck going into the thrift savings plan. With the 2% now, that they should put into the thrift savings plan, that'll bring them up to 5%. And what does that mean for a typical FERS employee? That means that they're going to get the maximum agency match of 4%. In order for an employee to get the match of 4%, an employee must put in each pay date at least 5% of their paycheck. And with the automatic 1% contribution they get from the agency, that means they're putting in 10% of their paycheck into the thrift savings plan. I did an article last year for the Federal Employees Digest talking about this, what is the effect of the 2% payroll tax cut and how employees should use it. And in this article, I point out, what is the effect of an employee on a regular basis putting 2% more of their paycheck into the thrift savings plan? It is amazing how much more money they're going to have for their retirement if they get in the habit of putting more money in their thrift savings plan. In this case, just 2% will go a long way.
So,
not to mention, for the current traditional TSP,
yeah,
the tax savings they're getting.
Yeah, so this is really a multiplier effect here. Do you recommend that people maybe, aside from the 2% extra we're going to get from the payroll tax extension, or reduction, the extension of the reduction, is do you recommend that people slowly increase, like ratchet down, that is, their own income that they take home, and at the same time boost up what they're putting in the TSP so they don't feel it that much?
Absolutely. Every employee should get in the habit of, you know, cutting down the frivolous spending, get a budget, pay their bills, and cut down unnecessary spending, and use that extra money each month to save for their retirement. You know, Tom and Ruben, there was a study done by T. Rowe Price a couple years ago talking about the fact that most employees, both in the government and outside government, have not saved enough. They have not saved. They're just so well under what they need to be saving. And because of that, they have to make up for lost time. And the only way they're going to make up for lost time is to increase their contributions. Many employees are investing in the wrong way. They're being too conservative for the long term. But the major problem is they're just not saving enough. And this 2% payroll tax cut, in my opinion, will give them an incentive to save more and get in the habit of saving more. Because once they start,
right,
employees, that's the hardest thing, just getting started. They'll see how easy it is.
All right.